Yeah, Shankara continues the 17th shloka. So he starts the Sangati by telling Abhyam Shara Akshara Abhyam Anyaha Vilakshanaha Shara Akshara Upavadi Dvaya Doshena Aspristaha Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swabhavaha. Yeah, so he says Abhyam. Abhyam means from these. From these means what? Shara Akshara Abhyam. From Shara and Akshara, Anyaha, different or other. Anyaha means Vilakshanaha. Vilakshana means completely different. Vilakshanaha means like which is of different type, or which has different qualities or attributes than Shara and Akshara. So Shara Akshara Upadi Dvaya Doshena Aspristaha. So that which is one which is different from Shara and Akshara, which has qualities different from both Shara and Akshara, as well as Shara Akshara Upadi Dvaya Doshena Aspristaha. That which is untouched, Aspristaha, Doshena, by the faults arising out of Shara and Akshara Upadi. So here it's not Shara and Aksharas, it's Shara and Akshara Purusha don't have dosha. The dosham is not in the substance, the dosham is only in the Upadi. So that means like Shankara is again reasserting that everything that is seen is one entity alone, and that is without any dosham, and it is that one entity which seems to appear as Kshara and Akshara. And the difference between both these, the difference between difference in attributes or other thing is due to Upadi. So Kshara Purusha has the Upadi. Kshara Purusha has the Upadi of being a reflection. So Kshara Purusha has the Upadi. Both Kshara and Akshara both have the Upadi of Antakarana, but still Akshara is seemingly affected, but still dosham is there, seeming dosha is there, whereas Shara is really affected, so dosha is there. So that dosha is not reflection, it's both reflection as well as limitation, both ways, like the example of sun, both are not affected. Sun is not affected in both cases. Sun is the real entity which is not affected, and the dosham or the fault arising out of the reflection and limitation of sun is only due to the Upadi. Reflection medium and the limitation medium, that those two cause the faults. The faults are not in Shara and Akshara Purusha, but the faults are in the Upadi of both. So that which is different from Shara and Akshara, and that which is unaffected by the doshas of Kshara and Akshara, which is Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Svabhavaha, which is of the nature of Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta. So it is ever pure. It is pure because impurity is when something else, when we have a material, when we have an object, impurity in the object is when something else which is not part of the object gets stuck with it. So if we take the example of a cloth becomes dirty or impure when another entity which is not part of the cloth, which is not part of the thread of the cloth, gets attached to it. That is when it becomes impure. But the self or Paramatma cannot have any association. There is no association possible because it is without parts. Since it is partless, cannot have any kind of association. Since association is not possible, samyogam is not possible, conjunction is not possible, therefore nothing other than the self cannot stick to it. Since anything other than the self cannot stick to it, therefore it is ever pure. It is Nitya Shuddham, it is Nitya Buddham. So the word, like we have to interpret as Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta, means Nitya Shuddham, Nitya Buddham, and Nitya Muktam. That is one way of interpreting or saying that Nityam or eternal. So Nitya Buddham is ever eternal, ever enlightened, so it is already enlightened. That which is not enlightened cannot gain an eternal enlightenment. That which is not enlightened also can never get enlightenment. So that which is already Buddham or enlightened can alone be ever enlightened. So the self is ever enlightened because it is the same, and it is Nitya Muktam. Since it is ever pure, therefore it is Nitya Buddham. It is ever enlightened. Since it is ever enlightened and ever pure, therefore it is ever liberated. Because there is no bondage possible. Bondage is also caused out of Ashuddham, Ashuddhi, or that state. So that self is being explained in the 17th shloka. Uttamah utkrishtatamah purushah tu anyah atyanta vilakshanah. So uttamah means like utkrishtatamah. So utkrishtam means that which is like higher, utkrishtam, sreshtam. So utkrishtatamah means like it's a superlative degree. So utkrishtah, utkrishta, utkrishtataram, utkrishtatamam. So utkrishtatamam means the superlative. There cannot be, it's like good, better, best. So it is best kind of thing. So it is the supreme, utkrishtam, very supreme as well as sreshtam as well. There cannot be anything higher than that. Purishah tu, that purishah is anyah, is different, means atyanta vilakshanah, very clearly distinct. From what? Abhyam, from kshara akshara abhyam. And paramatma iti, and paramatma iti, it is called as paramatma iti udaharatah. So paramatma iti means paramascha asau dehadi paramascha. Paramascha means which is higher or supreme. Asau, from dehadi avidya krita atmabhyah, it is sreshtam paramam with respect to the atma, or the atmans created out of the upadis of deham avidya, deham until avidya, or the atman that is associated with deham and avidya, all these things. So here like we can say dehadi avidya kritam. So avidya kritam, that which is caused by avidya, and dehadi, that which is associated with deha and other things, from those atman. So from those atmans, here means atmans like both atma, is the shara and akshara purusha, both atmas, it is paramaha. With respect to them, it is paramaha. Paramascha asau, asau, this is paramaha. Atma cha sarva bhutanam pratyak chetanah. So parama word means that it is higher or supreme from the other atmans, and it is atma cha sarva bhutanam pratyak chetanah. It is the pratyak chetanah, inner consciousness principle in all beings. Therefore it is called as atma. Iti atah, iti therefore, iti thus atah, therefore paramatma iti udaharata, it is called as paramatma. Udaharata means uktah vedanteshu, has been explained or described in Vedanta, means in Upanishads. Sa eva vishishyate, that itself is like is being explained, is being clearly explained, or it is being, its attributes, or it has been described, it is being described thus. Yaha, that lokatrayam bhurbhuha swarakyam swakiyaya chaitanya bala shaktya avishya pravishya bibarti swarupa sadbhava matrena bibarti dharayati. Yaha lokatrayam, lokatrayam means bhurbhuva swarakyam. So that which is called as bhuhu, bhuva, and swa, these three worlds, and swakiyaya chaitanya bala shaktya, through its own power of consciousness. So it, through its own power of consciousness, power of light, avishya means pravishya, entering into lokatrayam. So entering in through its own consciousness principle, consciousness power, it enters into the three lokas, bibarti സ്വരൂപ സദ്ഭാവ മാത്രേന വിഭർത്തി ധാരയതി. വിഭർത്തി മീൻസ് ധാരയതി. അപ്പോൾ ഹൗ സ്വരൂപ സദ്ഭാവ മാത്രേന ബൈ ഇറ്റ്സ് വെരി നേച്ചർ ബൈ എലോൺ ബൈ ഇറ്റ്സ് വെരി നേച്ചർ ഓഫ് എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ് ആൻഡ് വിത്ത് ദാറ്റ് എലോൺ ഇറ്റ് അപ്ഹോൾഡ്സ് എവറിഥിങ്. ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് ലൈക്ക് ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ലൈക്ക് just protecting or holding things, but it supports everything because it is the existence principle in all the beings. So sat in all the entities, all the beings, everything in the three loka is due to the sat of atman. Therefore that means since sat is the substratum or the supporting force of everything in the world, because existence, if it has to exist, then only it has to have anything that is there in the world, it has to exist. So existence is its kind of support, and that existence is this Atman. That existence is possible through the Chaitanya Bala Shakti of this Atman. So through the Chaitanya Bala Shakti of the Atman, it enters into the various worlds and upholds them as, or upholds them being the sat of each entity. So sat cannot really perform or do any activity kind of thing, but chit can illumine things. Therefore through its chaitanya balam it enters into the entire world and then also becomes the sat of all the things. അവ്യയഃ ന അസ്യ വ്യയഃ വിദ്യതേ. അവ്യയഃ മീൻസ് ന അസ്യ വ്യയഃ വിദ്യതേ. There is no vyayam or change or decay possible for this. Iti avyayah, thus it is called avyayam. Kah or who is avyayam? Ishvarah. Ishvarah means sarvajnah narayanakyah ishanashilah. Ishvarah means sarvajnah, one who knows everything, and who is called as narayana narayanakyah ഈശന ശീലഹ, വൺ ഹു ഈസ് കേപ്പബിൾ ഓഫ് കൺട്രോളിങ് കേപ്പബിൾ ഓഫ് റൂളിങ് ഓർ പ്രൊട്ടക്ടിങ് തിങ്സ്. യാ സോ ശങ്കര കണ്ടിന്യൂസ് അഗെയിൻ ദ 18th ശ്ലോക. സോ ഹി സേസ് യഥാ വ്യാഖ്യാതസ്യ ഈശ്വരസ്യ പുരുഷ ഉത്തമഃ ഇതി ഏതദ് നാമം നാമ പ്രസിദ്ധം. യഥാ വ്യാഖ്യാതസ്യ ഈശ്വരസ്യ, ദാറ്റ് ഈശ്വര വിച്ച് ഹാസ് ബീൻ എക്സ്പ്ലെയിൻഡ് ആസ് ബിഫോർ, പുരുഷോത്തമഃ ഇതി ഏതത് നാമ പ്രസിദ്ധം. ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഈശ്വരാസ് പുരുഷോത്തമം, ദാറ്റ് ഈശ്വരാസ് വേർഡ്, ദിസ് വേർഡ് ദാറ്റ് പുരുഷോത്തമ ഓർ ഉത്തമ പുരുഷ പുരുഷോത്തമ ഈസ് എ വെരി ഫേമസ് വേർഡ്. തസ്യ നാമ നിർവചന പ്രസിദ്ധ്യ അർത്ഥവത്വം നാംനോ ദർശയൻ നിരതിശയ അഹം ഈശ്വര ഇതി ആത്മാനം ദർശയതി ഭഗവാൻ. സോ തസ്യ നാമ നിർവചന പ്രസിദ്ധ്യ അർത്ഥവത്വം. സോ ലൈക് തസ്യ നാമ നിർവചന പ്രസിദ്ധ്യ, ബൈ പ്രൊക്ലെയിമിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ഈശ്വര ആസ് പുരുഷോത്തമ ഈസ് വെരി ഫേമസ് ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ദിസ് നെയിം ഈസ് അർത്ഥവത്വം, ദിസ് ഈസ് വാലിഡ് ഓർ ലോജിക്കൽ, ദെയർഫോർ ദർശയൻ ടു ഷോ ദാറ്റ് നിരതിശയ അഹം ഈശ്വര ഇതി ആത്മാനം ദർശയതി ഭഗവാൻ. ഡെർഫോർ ഭഗവാൻ എക്സ്പ്ലെയിൻസ് ഹിംസെൽഫ് ഓർ എക്സ്പ്ലെയിൻസ് ദ ആത്മൻ ബൈ സേയിങ് ദാറ്റ് നിരതിശയ അഹം ഈശ്വര. അഹം നിരതിശയ ഈശ്വര, ഐ ആം ദ ആത്മൻ നിരതിശയം. അതിശയം മീൻസ് എക്സസ് കൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് തിങ്സ്. സോ നിരതിശയം മീൻസ് ബിയോണ്ട് എനി ഡൗട്ട് ഓർ പൊസസിങ് ഓൾ ക്വാളിറ്റീസ്. സോ ഐ ആം ദ ഈശ്വര. സോ through this statement that I am the Ishvara, the Lord says that this name is, one, very famous, and two, it is valid or logical enough, or it's a suitable name. That's what the Lord says. Yasmat sharam atitah aham samsara maya vriksham ashvatthakyam atikrantah aham. So yasmat sharam atitah aham. So I am beyond charam means what? Samsara maya vriksham ashvatthakyam atikrantah. So this samsara maya vriksham, which was called as ashvattham, Atikrantaha, I stand beyond it. I stand above it. And aham aksharadapi. Samsara maya vriksha, samsara maya rupa vriksha, bija bhutat api cha. So, api cha atikrantaha. That means I stand, first I stand above sharam. Sharam means like, I stand above the samsara maya vriksham and I stand above aksharam. Aksharam means the bijam or the seed of the samsara maya rupa vriksham. So I stand beyond the samsara maya vriksham as well as I stand beyond the substratum or the seed of the samsara maya vriksham. Wherever there is seed, there has to be a tree. So wherever there is akshara purusha, there has to be a shara purusha. Wherever there is the akshara purusha of kutastha or sakshi, there has to be something to be witnessed. So both, I stand beyond both. So cha uttamaha means utkrishtatamaha again. Utkrishtatamaha means urdvatamova. So uttamaha has two meanings here. It can be utkrishtatamaha or sreshtam or urdvatamova or above. So it's either sreshtam or supreme or above both these. Since the first few shlokas said about like that I stand beyond the tree, therefore you can say as above tree as well meaning. So those two meanings you can take for uttamaha. Ataha, therefore, tabhyam, kshara aksharabhyam, or from those two, uttamatvat, since I am uttamam. Uttamam means either utkrishtam or very great or urdvatamam or above. Therefore, uttamatvat, since I am uttamam, asmi. Uttamatvat, I am, loke vedecha pratitaha prakyataha. Therefore, I am like very famous in the lokam and vedam as uttama purushaha. Purushottama ityevam mam bhakta janaha viduhu. So, the bhakta janaha or devoted people, mam viduhu, know me. Purisha Uttamaha iti evam. As Purisha Uttama, thus with the various Bhaktijanas know me. Kavayaha, Kavyadishuche idam nama nibadnanti. So Kavayaha means Kavyadishu in various poems or poetic literature or shloka literatures as well. This name is nibadnanti. This name is popular or used. So Purushottama itti anena abhidhanena abhigrananti. So like these people abhidhanena, usage of a word or adjective or a name, Purushottama itti anena, by Purushottama, thus this name abhidhanena, by this term abhigrananti, people use it for me or people use it to explain or describe me. So this just means like I am uttamam, therefore I am uttamam from or sreshtam or higher than both shara purusha or the samsara maya vriksham as well as akshara purusha or the bijam of the samsara maya vriksham. And since therefore I am known as uttama purusha and I am very popular as Uttama Purusha because I am Uttamam. And this is famous among both Bhakta Janaha and Kavayaha. Kavayaha can be here like poetic or as Shankara says in Isha Vasim, Sukranta Darshi, future knowing jnanis as well.